We're back, Seattle. And in accordance with new station policy, we are going to be pandering to the lowest human instinct. In other words, who wants to talk about sex? Sex, 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 sex. Yeah! I want to know who's having sex, how you're having it. I want to know if you're having it right now.
Look, Dr. Crane, the lines are hot. Really
hot.
Hello and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right. And we're back. New year, 2013.
Exciting. I mean, technically we released our last episode in 2013 because we were a day late posting it.
That's right.
But this was our first one recorded in the new year.
Yes. And we just showed you a special clip
from
this episode.
From Frasier, the subject matter of this episode. Everyone's been anxiously, people have been emailing us like crazy, like, why haven't we done Frasier
yet? The sexiest TV show.
Frasier. They were like, it's like a show about what fictional characters you would have sex with. Obviously, Frasier was first, right?
That's right. Just immediately when you
think can't believe we haven't done Frasier yet. We've done like 23, this is our 23rd show, and we didn't get Frasier in there?
It's also the radio show. It's like the first one that included a radio show.
What I think's really interesting about the clip that we just played is how in the Frasier universe, a TV sitcom, they're pandering to the lowest common denominator show is what our actual show is. I've always looked at myself as higher than that, better than that, but I'm not.
You looked at yourself as better than Frasier?
No, better than what this is.
yeah, that was a funny.
I promised my mom when I came out to Los Angeles I wouldn't get into the smut business, and oh I've already already disappointed her.
So do you like Frasier, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's totally inoffensive show.
Inoffensive?
Inoffensive, you know, it's like it's funny, it's smart. It was entertaining. You know, it was a spinoff of Cheers, which was like a revolutionary show.
Right. See, I think that Frasier holds, like, the place that it has in my mind is that if it's on TV and I'm flipping through, I'll probably stop when I find Frasier.
Yeah, if you're really... Frasier is stop-worthy.
Frasier is, like, thank God when you're just watching, like, a crappy five-channel TV
Frasier.
Like ours.
Oh, Frasier's on.
Just
okay.
Anything, as opposed to just murder
It's either Frasier or new Simpsons episodes.
Which one would I pick?
You would go with new Simpsons, probably.
No, I'd go with Frasier.
You'd go with Frasier over new Simpsons.
I would try to go with new Simpsons.
And then you'd give in and change.
And I would listen to, like, just, like, a horrible, horrible joke from Bart, and then I'd just be like, okay, I give up.
Oh, man, Simpsons. What happened to the Simpsons? How do you just one day, like, how do you just not be able to do it anymore?
You just it wasn't one day, it was slowly sliding into it.
But just how do you have characters who were good at one point just not be good anymore?
I mean, if you had Lucille Ball on television, I'm pretty sure it'd be stale. And at one point it wasn't, right?
I guess it just goes stale.
I mean, yeah, like, it was the early 80s.
All right, well, anyway, back to Frasier.
Back
to Frasier. The sexiest show on TV.
And just for the listeners, so you know what kind of environment we're in, it's very soothing. We have a scented candle burning.
To mask the smell of the mold.
The extreme mold infestation.
The extreme mold infestation that happened while our apartment flooded over the recent holiday break.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea of how bad the mold is.
Let me give you guys an idea of how bad the mold is. Since both of my roommates left me alone here for the holidays to deal with the mold situation, when Robin and Dave first moved into this apartment, Dave, the invisible roommate, to everyone who listens to this, to all none of you out there listening to our show. They moved in. There was a bee infestation in this pipe that we had above our apartment. So they clogged the pipe.
Yeah, the bees live
there.
That was
how they solved the problem, is they clogged the pipe. And because it doesn't rain in Los Angeles,
it's mostly not a problem.
We didn't know that our pipe was clogged until it finally did, like, monsoon. And our entire apartment flooded.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
So we have a nice scented candle going to mask the horrible mold smell.
And just to clarify how bad it is, my nose is probably about 14 inches away from the scented candle, and I can only smell mold.
And it's freezing cold.
In the apartment?
Yeah, just because it's freezing cold in L.A., because of the El Nino. Is it the El Nino or is it just El Nino?
It's an El Nino.
An El Nino?
I think there's one more. There's definitely not the first one.
Yeah, but if you're saying, yeah, okay, so there can be an El Nino. Well, that would be saying the boy. Anyway, so if you're talking about the El Nino coming, you're talking about the El Nino, not just El Nino.
I don't know. I got lost. I don't know what's happening.
You say it's cold because of El Nino, or it's cold because of the El Nino?
You say it's cold because of the weather, or because of El Nino.
Because of El Nino, not because of the El Nino.
I mean, I think that that's technically correct.
Well, El means the in Spanish.
Yeah, but it's a singular thing.
As I continue to tell our listeners, this show is educational. El in Spanish means the.
Super educational.
So El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
I see the point you're making, but I think that you also just understand what the actual grammar would be, because it's one unit, so you can still refer to it singularly. Mm-hmm. Let's move along.
All right. I just gotta credit Chris Farley for the El Nino joke.
That joke wasn't even yours?
No, the El Nino joke was mine. The is Spanish for the Nino is Chris Farley's.
Oh, okay.
From Saturday Night Live. You know that episode. No. I am El Nino, which is Spanish for the Nino.
Mm-mm. Oh. Not aware.
Well, you should watch more Saturday Night Live. Early SNL. No,
I think I'm good with just the amount of SNL I've watched now. I don't feel like I need more of in my life? More old SNL skits.
Old SNL skits are the best.
Some of them. Some of them are just like watching SNL 30 years ago, and it's awful.
The El Nino sketch, or El Nino sketch, was good.
All right. No, I know the punchline. I'll go ahead and look that up.
All right, moving on to Frasier.
All right.
So let's get into it. I feel like in a way, I feel like you would totally like to be a Frasier girlfriend. I mean, like, you're not like trying to throw, maybe you are trying to just throw Frasier down into bed. He is a very promiscuous man.
In real life and in the show.
Yeah, but like even more so in real life. Yeah. In the show, he's like a decent boyfriend. He's like,
well, kind
like
of.
Conflicted about the moral issues at hand with what he's doing in his relationships.
Right.
In life, he's just like, this one's getting a little old. I'm gonna marry this flight attendant now instead.
Yeah, I mean, his real...
I don't want to be on that reality show anymore.
No. Ugh. His real life is like a train wreck. I mean, it's all fucked up, and he's like he has all these alcohol problems and stuff.
Is he an alcoholic?
Yeah, that's like his, like, the wife, Camille, who he just left, like, nursed him out, like, into sobriety.
Yeah, but she's got her own problems.
Being a crazy bitch.
Like being needing to be in a reality show problems.
Well, she did quit.
Could you date someone that was ever on a reality show?
Yeah, all right. You can think of lots of exceptions to that rule.
I guess that's true. Like Last Comic Standing. That's like your exception.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Although we go back to that, you've never dated a comedian.
That's true.
Last
Chemist Standing. There's just lots of explosions, mostly.
Last Chemist Alive. Where chemists kill each other.
Yeah. So okay, Frasier. Okay, not Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey Grammer's, like, disgusting.
Okay, yeah, we know you're not going for Kelsey. You don't go for the Kelsey Grammer.
I mean, Frasier is...
He's smart. He lives in a nice apartment.
No,
he's got...
the only thing wrong with the character of Frasier is that he's just not that attractive.
You don't think Kelsey Grammer's act like an attractive older man?
Mm-mm.
What do you expect your husband to look like when he gets older?
I expect myself to be older, also. Then I'll accept it.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're not like young Robin with, I guess, like,
I'm not in this scenario. I'm like,
I guess if you're an older woman that's single and you're Frasier's age, you'd kill for Frasier.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then so why not just get with Frasier while he still wants you?
Because then in 20 years he'll try to get rid of me.
But you'll get lots of money.
Also, he does seem kind of like. I guess in the show, he just makes all those stuck-up jokes, and then you laugh at it, but it seems like it would get, like, horribly tired.
You love jokes.
But no, but he's, I mean, like, he's very, it's not that he's even making jokes.
He's making, just like, snooty up. Jokes.
Yeah, he's, like, super snooty all the time, and your whole new role is, like, to bring him back down to earth. And, like,
you'd be so obnoxious. You're such an obnoxiously snooty
fucking
fuck.
Prick. Yeah, it would be so annoying.
Such a fucking prick.
And, like, he's really, also, he's into, you know, entertainment. Like, he's doing the radio show, and if I was doing stand up, like, who's going to get the attention? Like, right now, how it worked out. So I get most of the attention.
And what would you think of your podcast?
Right, he would get, how many comments would he be giving me about the podcast?
Would he, like, I don't know how to tell Robin about her podcast. I, you know, I think it's good. I think there are things that are good about. All right, I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, he looks really bad in the early seasons where he's balding but also has a mullet. He's just like,
he looks. He's such a whacked out comedian in those seasons.
Yeah, it's really, like, it's too snooty. It'd be annoying.
But, you know, he was always, you know, he was down with the working class, man. He was from Cheers originally. He was going to that bar. So I guess he had an alcoholic problem. He got his alcoholic problem on Cheers and he was going to the bar all the time.
Yeah, really.
Like, how good a psychiatrist are you if you're spending half your time at a bar?
Yeah, well, he's, like, rarely seen with doing any. I guess he does a radio show.
How come they never had him go back? Did they ever have him go back to the Cheers bar in Frasier?
No, but they did have Cheers people come in for, like, their visiting. Well, they had, like,
the wife.
No,
they had,
like,
other ones?
I think Norm visited or something. A couple of people, like, visited.
Norm needed, in the episode, Norm needs some money.
Yeah, probably.
So
it's going to be a maybe on Frasier, depending on the circumstance.
There's a gun at your head and someone's like, yes or no, Frasier, right now.
As myself. As, like, Robin, who's 25 and is trying to do comedy.
Right now, you have to decide I'm going to shoot you.
No.
All right, decision made. I'm not going to shoot you now.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
and you
that.
You don't have to have sex with Kelsey Grammer.
Great, that's
but
really
you don't get to either.
Okay, so let's go with, I guess, like, Frasier's female pair. What about
Roz,
yeah.
Roz, well, Roz from that clip we just watched. Oh man, she had the cleavage showing.
That was a sex episode.
Yeah, I will bang once,
right?
Did they bang?
Yeah, once they bang on the show,
and then they act all awkward about it.
Yeah, they, like, get over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely Roz from that scene. Roz is, like, she's a kind of.
You know, I feel like Roz would be your type almost.
Roz, yeah, I could see me kind of getting with Roz. I could see it starting out where, like, I think I'm better than Roz.
Because, like, of her job?
I don't know, just because of her attitude.
She has that kid, too.
Oh, she has a kid?
Yeah.
I am better than her. I'm only joking, but, man, that's such an insensitive comment right
I think
there.
She only has a kid halfway through, so it could be your kid.
Oh, it could be my kid?
Yeah.
So that means I have to pay child support.
Mm-hmm. But you're making nothing, so you have to pay nothing also.
So if I'm making nothing when I have the kid, I don't. So if I'm making nothing when I have the kid, but then I get super rich, do I have to pay money?
It depends on what you work out. And I actually saw an episode of some reality TV show where it was this woman who had the kid of who is now a multimillionaire basketball player. But when they had the kid, he hadn't been drafted yet, and he only had to pay, like, $100 a month, and he was just, like, running around in, like, limos and, like, having all these mansions and all these Playboy models constantly. It was really depressing because this wife, like, or this ex-wife had, like, this 8-year-old who just, like, would go off to, like, limo land and then, like, come back and have to be in this, like, squalor.
Oh, so the kid would, like, go and...
For, like, weekends, yeah.
With his dad? Oh, man.
And then he'd be like, Dad, can you please give Mom some money? Like, nope, I hate that bitch. And I don't care if it affects you.
Oh, man. The world we live in. No, Roz, I mean, if I'm just having a nice roll in the hay, definitely.
I mean, she is, like, a slut. Yeah, like, that's, like, the constantly are... like referencing,
Roz. Yeah, I mean, Roz. She's got some sex appeal.
She's cute. Appeal. I mean, I don't know why you would say no to Roz.
There isn't, like, a big no. So it's, you know, it's like, would I marry her? I don't think so.
You think she's why?
I don't know why not. I just don't think it would happen.
You think she'd be yelling at you?
Maybe it could work. I don't know. I'd have to try it out, Roz. If you're listening. And you want to give this a try, Just I feel post, like you guys just would post be, on our Facebook wall.
I feel like you guys would be a good match. But then what would happen? What would your relationship be with Frasier? Let's say you and Roz get really serious.
Frasier is one of those people that when I meet them, if like I've got no stakes in the relationship,
yeah.
I just like really try to annoy kind of, like, subtly.
Be like, this will entertain me just to try to piss you off.
Yeah, like be like, care if I call you Frozzy? Yeah, sorry, I don't want to be yo Frozzy. Fozzy. I call him Fozzy or something. I don't know. I don't know what I do. I just try to think of what I could do to annoy Frasier.
What if you would date Roz? Let's say
I'd like joke around and annoy him, but it would like really annoy him.
It would really annoy him, yeah.
I'm just fucking, he knows I'm just kidding.
Oh, and then you would become if you were going to be Frasier, you date Roz and then you become best friends with the dad. So Frasier hates you.
Oh, being the dad would like totally
you and like you and the dad like smoke pot together and then Frasier like does loses he smoke his mind. Pot? I feel like he would, right?
Right?
He's like old. He'd be like, yeah, sure. You'd like hang out with the dog. You would like do magic tricks with the dog and like
check out Frasier, come check out these magic tricks your friend
right.
Your
yes.
friend is doing.
Oh my god, you'd like love the chair. You'd like sit down and be like this.
I just
chair
go sit
so
down right in Frasier's chair when I come in.
Man, I feel like we really fit into this sitcom. I could definitely be like Frasier's girlfriend for I'm gonna give myself a 3-episode arc that leaves with because I'm gonna give myself the one that we really get in love, but then I get like I'm like another like radio person. I get a new job, so I have to leave.
I was just going to be in one episode, mm-hmm. but after
you're
they
so
saw
impressive.
That episode, they yeah. decided to rename the show Josh,
oh my God.
And like just change it to being about me. And Frasier becomes a side character.
No, what I see is that you and Roz date, and then you break up, but you're already best friends with Marty. So then like you have like two other episodes in later seasons where you come back because you're hanging out with Marty.
And do we get married? Do me and Roz eventually get married on the show?
Maybe like a throwaway. No, you get like you get married for like a week. You do like a drunk.
Do we get married
oh,
for
no,
a week
I
or do we
Josh.
Oh we I married Josh.
And then you wake up and you get divorced and then you're in a few more episodes with Marty.
Oh fuck that.
Well what role would you write for me in Frasier then?
You're so he gets real, real blackout drunk. He's like, I slept with this girl. No. okay, no, I accept that. That plot line was fairly accurate. I just don't want to confront the plot line.
I mean, you get more episodes than me. I get like...
Why is Roz all upset that she married me? Why isn't it Josh that's like, oh, man, I married Roz.
You're both upset. You both wake up and you're like, oh, fuck.
But then we realize that in thinking we're better than each other, we're actually
not.
Both perfect for each other.
Maybe. And you're good with the kid, too. It's fine.
I do magic tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
Once the kid stops liking magic tricks, I don't know what to do.
You're out of the picture.
Once I've run out of magic tricks.
Oh, no. That's not good. You got to learn a lot of magic then. Or have like a really dumb kid.
Yay, magic.
Magic.
All right. So how about Niles?
Niles. Okay. Now, I actually have like a huge crush on Niles watching the show. He's so my type. He's someone who's like Frasier, but like cuter and not as much as a dick and obsessed with himself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was super sad when you told me that the actor was gay.
Oh yeah, you didn't know he was gay?
No, not until you told me like a week ago. We were
yeah,
doing
Niles,
the episode.
Niles is gay.
He's so cute. He has his little V-necks and he has his little hair. I don't care. Like he's balding in a fine way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't see Frasier. It's weird because his hair is the same color as the top of his head. So it just looks like he has a puffy head. But Niles just has a respectable, like, receding V. It's fine. Really liked Niles. It's very. I don't know why it's upsetting that the actor is gay since the character isn't. But then the character was like in love with Daphne, so that was even that's like upsetting because I'm not like her at all. So wait, before we get to her though, would you ever see yourself getting involved with a woman like Niles' ex-wife, the one you never see?
Niles' ex-wife?
Mm-hmm.
You never see her? I don't remember that. See, it's been so long since I've watched Frasier, I forgot about that plot line.
Yeah, she just, like, It's like Morris or something is her name.
You never see her?
You never see her.
Ever. Ever. Do you ever hear her talking?
No. You just hear her on the phone with her? No, you might hear her talk. Yeah, you might like hear her through the phone, mm-hmm. like just like loud noises, but like it's extremely little.
Hmm.
But she's just like really bossy and bitchy. But
that's,
all right,
that's fine. The story of her. She was just bossy and bitchy.
Yeah,
so she's this like, bossy and bitchy person who may not be even remotely attractive.
Oh, she was really skinny. That they like reference that.
And it's just an ex-wife.
Well, they get divorced halfway through so that he can...
So he can marry Daphne? Marry Daphne. Why didn't they get divorced before? Were they ever...
Because he's like a pussy.
He wasn't willing to go say, give me a divorce?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
You would like, be quick just... to get divorced?
No, I'm not going to be quick to get divorced, but if like, you're just split up and it's over and they're gone for like 8 seasons of your life, you don't just hand them the papers already?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, she sounds hot.
all right, so what about Daphne then?
I mean, Daphne's super cute. She's like all ditzy and like and like messing stuff up, right?
Right, and she thinks that she is psychic.
Yeah, she's weird, but you know, and also in a way my type.
But I feel like you're always trying to like kind of get an intellectual girl, or at least like you if you thought a girl was stupid, I don't feel like you'd want to be dating her.
Oh, depends on in what kind of way.
Actually, you mean stupid in what type of way?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I wish more stupid girls would date me so I could figure out whether or not I would.
So you think you would date her?
Daphne, I don't think Daphne's really that stupid. She's just a little nutty.
Well,
I could see myself being with Nutty, for sure.
Okay.
And she's cute.
I think they make her less stupid as the show goes on.
And she's got that sexy accent.
You like the British accent?
I like a British accent.
On women? I feel like it's bad on women.
Sometimes. I mean, I guess in a way hers is bad, but I don't know. I find it kind of cute.
Okay. I mean, yeah. She's adorable.
All right. So Daphne, now how about the dad?
The dad, well, if we're going to go with the, I mean, that guy was probably cute when he was young.
John Mahoney?
Yeah. Right? Probably.
He was the dad in Say Anything?
Who's that?
You never seen Say Anything?
No.
With John Cusack holding the boombox outside the window?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the dad in that movie.
Okay. Is he good-looking?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't have minded looking like him when I was that age. I'd take his hair.
Yeah.
I trade hair with him.
I'm Googling imaging him. I'm seeing him when he's young. There's only pictures. You know, he was actually did like a guest spot on Cheers when he just played this guy who tricked everyone.
Not Frasier's dad?
No. He played this random character. I saw him on an episode. And he was a jingle writer, but the only jingle, he wrote everything to the tune of Old MacDonald. And then just sold that as his jingle. So he's like, Scrippy sponges, they are great. Yes, they are. And everyone loved those jingles. But, yeah, I don't know. Well, he's a cop. And what's weird is that they always reference the mom on Frasier. But that she, like, died before. But she was apparently snobby, like Frasier and Niles.
So how did this cop marry the snobby lady?
Exactly. See, that's not really explained of why.
Well, it would make it seem like that could work between you and him then.
Yeah, I guess. If he likes, like, snobby people, then maybe that's his type. That's, like, a really weird thing for his type to be, though. He's so anti that. Then also, did he not raise the kids at all? Like, if your dad's a cop, how do you turn out like Niles and Frasier?
I hate your dad.
Yeah, really. Like, you just have to, like, never interact with your
family. Leave me alone so I can go read some Brecht.
Right.
Want to play football? No, I'm in the middle of my Proust.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, honestly, all the Proust. Guys in these family, they're nice, they're cute, they're smart, you know.
Is Frasier much smarter than Kelsey Grammer? Is Kelsey Grammer intelligent as Frasier, which is like a D-bag?
Wait, you're saying...
I'm wondering, is Kelsey Grammer, like, as a person... as, like, classy and intelligent as Frasier.
No.
Like, he's not... He's, like, just this complete mess that's able to just put it all together as an actor.
No, I mean, he's kind of... like classy, but
he's always playing classy characters. He was Robin Williams' character from The Birdcage on Broadway in La Cage aux Folles.
I think he's really like smart, but he doesn't have the education of Frasier. Like, he's not a doctor. And he also is, like, Frasier does not have issues with alcoholism. So it's, like, kind of, like, cleaning Kelsey Grammer up. It's, like, what Kelsey Grammer could have done if he had been less fucked up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I guess, on the other hand, Frasier would probably want to trade careers with Kelsey Grammer. Because Frasier just had, like, this shitty radio show.
Yeah, who listens to the radio anymore?
I mean, also, if that was really his only job, how was he paying for that apartment? How much do you get if you are, like, the host?
Well, it's probably, like, a big radio show, right?
I guess if you're Dr. Laura, you, like, make a lot of money.
Yeah, my mom used to have a radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she didn't make a lot of money from it.
About health stuff?
Mm-hmm. Following in her footsteps? Talking about health stuff, you know? Talk about using condoms and things on the show.
Yeah.
Use condoms, everybody. Trojan condoms for better protection. Trust Trojans.
In episode, who would you do condom mascots? It's really only the Trojan guy.
The Trojan guy, Magnum, just like a gun. would you have sex with a gun?
No.
What about if this was our dog episode? Would you have sex with Frasier's dog? Frasier's dad's dog.
Yeah, Eddie.
Eddie? Yeah. Yeah.
His real name is Moose, the dog.
Okay. Does that sway you towards or away from him?
I mean, I like Eddie better.
Over Moose?
Yeah.
Wait till you see Moose's, you know.
I think I have.
His antlers.
It's probably on TV. He jumps around. Well, see, the thing, if I was a dog, as we talked about before, I would be at... Not even getting to finer details, I'd be a large dog. There's no getting around that. I'm a 6-foot-tall woman, I'd be a large dog. So Eddie has got to be, if he was a person, would be like 5 feet tall.
How do they, when they're making those like miniature big dog things?
Yeah.
Like they take a big dog and they make a mini version of him.
Wait. What are you talking about?
I don't know if this is real. I'm assuming.
You take a big dog and make a mini version?
Well, don't they make those like mini horses and stuff?
A miniature pony? That's like a different... That's... Okay, but that's like not just like you take a big horse and then find like...
No, you don't take a shrinking ray and minimize them. Saying,
you spend several thousand years breeding the smallest horses out of all the batches, and then you have the supply of them and you just breed those ones. I mean, that's the answer.
That's how the mini horses happen?
Yeah, it's how all breeding happens. I mean, in Russia, they took a bunch of foxes like 50 or 60 years ago, and they just picked all the super aggressive foxes and mated them against each other, and then each generation they took the nice foxes and mated them against each other, and then after like 50 years now they have like really really nice foxes, and you can buy them from Russia and have a pet fox. It's like a dog.
Interesting.
I mean, that's a pretty sweet fact, right?
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, that answers that question. Again, like I said, learning things on who would you do.
Super educational.
Just like Frasier. Do you feel like you learned anything when you watched Frasier?
I learned that...
You felt like you learned something. Did you, feel like you were reading a book when you watched Frasier?
Yeah.
Like you were being intellectual? Oh, I'm so much better. Now we gotta get home and watch Frasier.
I think Frasier is like the opposite of Two and a Half Men, right? That's about like the dumbest character.
Oh, I was watching this web series the other day, and there was a great Two and a Half Men joke. I'm trying to remember the web series name. It was like the untitled web series made by some asshole that makes a web series. But the joke was, he was on a date, and the girl was like, I like to DVR Two and a Half Men so I could fast forward through the commercials and Two and a Half Men. Like, I'm right there with you, sister.
Yeah, oh my god. If you, like, are a stupid person, would you think that Frasier is, like, an intellectual show? Would you be intimidated by Frasier? Like, oh, I didn't go to college, so I can't...
I don't understand that Frasier shit.
There's got to be people like that, right?
Frasier. Like, Joe Frasier?
Or maybe you don't, because, like, it's all making fun of Frasier, so you're fine with it.
Hey, look at that fancy pants.
He always gets his.
I thought that painting was nice. All right.
What about Frasier's ex-wife?
Bebe Neuwirth?
Yes.
Well, in Cheers, Bebe Neuwirth was pretty hot.
She's kind of scary.
She's very scary. She's a very scary woman.
Yeah.
But kind of intrigues me a little bit. Kind of feel like I could end up with a scary woman. I'm just, you know, hoping I end up with a woman at this point.
Yeah, Lilith. She has that scary hair. Lilith would make your life really miserable.
Some woman. I'll take them all right now.
Lilith has her doctorate. And she was married to Frasier and she just fucking up and left him.
Is that how it ended?
Yeah, she divorced him and Frasier was all upset about it.
Because Frasier was like, why couldn't I work this out?
I don't know. But isn't that...
Yeah, she was, sad. She's kind of a bitch.
Oh, Lilith has an affair. Reading.
Is that...
That's how it ends, yeah.
Between them. Did it end on Cheers or did it end...
It ends on Cheers.
So they actually break up on Cheers.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to take... Is it because they didn't want to take Lilith into Frasier or she didn't want
to... Oh, it says, although they were supposed to save their marriage in the preceding show, in this... Oh, maybe it ends... Oh, I see. So maybe Cheers ends with they're going to try more time. It says in the spinoff Frasier, Lilith becomes divorced from Frasier and custody of Frederick goes to Lilith. I guess they just like didn't want to deal.
Oh, and they had a kid?
Yeah. And he gets
so he's
old.
A deadbeat.
He comes
so he's
back.
A deadbeat dad.
Yeah,
also.
He comes back and he's real ugly. They got like a fat, gross kid to play their son.
Really?
Yeah.
And what happens when he comes back? So you were like an active Frasier watcher.
Yeah, I assumed when you suggested let's do Frasier that you had also seen Frasier.
I had seen a lot of Frasier, but I didn't watch the whole series.
The whole thing. I don't know. My dad
I was
liked
just
it.
Watching Frasier. I was like, we should do Frasier. About as much thought goes into some of these shows as there is.
Well, I only do shows that I've seen every episode of.
I could talk about that Terry Hatcher chick that he dated.
Terry Hatcher?
Yeah, he dated Terry Hatcher. You remember that episode with Terry Hatcher?
No. The one episode you saw?
He was upset because he felt like she was just using him for psychoanalysis.
Uh-huh.
And he also found her to be like a very interesting person to study. So like he kind of wanted to keep studying her, but felt like conflicted about having the relationship. But Terry Hatcher was like so smoking hot then. It was like, what do you care?
Just deal
they're
with it.
They're real and they're fantastic.
Ew, gross.
That's Terry Hatcher's line from Seinfeld.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that.
And she was Lois Lane on The New Adventures of Lois and Clark, which I, as a Superman super fan, I used to watch all the time growing up.
All right, well, are you ready for a final question?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a few characters.
So for you, it's going to be the three characters.
Just as they are?
Yeah. It's three characters as they are.
Then I'm going to marry Niles. And then I'm going to, I guess...
I love how you're trying to decide between Frasier's dad and Frasier.
Well, I'm trying to think which one is less... If you're married to Niles, you have to see both of these people all the time. Which one would Josh, if you were getting married to someone, would you rather, and they had to have either slept with your brother or your dad, which one would you prefer? You're marrying this woman, you love her, but she slept with either your brother or your dad. Because I'm thinking, dad, he dies eventually, and then you can have a marriage. Brother, you're seeing for the rest of your life.
Not necessarily. I'm not going to answer. I refuse to answer that question.
What are you talking about? What? Just, you have to answer that.
I'd rather them sleep with my brother or my dad?
Yeah. Like, which one as a man would offend you less? Like, could you never get over both of them?
I probably wouldn't get over either one of them.
Yeah.
But I'd probably get over my brother before my dad.
Because at least the brother, you can understand it's like a person who's generally similar to you. But with the dad, it's like, why are you into that old guy?
You know, my brother very well may listen to this, and my dad could potentially, but almost.
But it's not like this is ever going to happen.
What?
No one's going to be, you're not going to marry someone that slept with your brother or your dad.
Have neither of them. Sleeping with my person.
Which one do you think Niles would forgive me for faster?
Niles is a very forgiving person.
I guess.
I feel like it would bother Niles more if he slept with Frasier.
Although maybe you shouldn't marry Niles because, as we know, Niles is in love with Daphne. So you marry him and he'll just fucking cheat on you with Daphne eventually. So maybe then you marry Frasier. Yeah, because he was a loyal husband. He only went off the rails once he got divorced. So you marry Frasier and then you bone Niles and he'll just have to get over it. You kill the dad, which is, you know, actually really better for you because then you don't live with the dad when you're married to Frasier.
So it's worked out nicely.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to give you the three then. Lilith, Daphne, or Roz? Oh, God.
It's like Lilith. It's like I want to say that I would marry Lilith.
She's so mean.
But she's so mean and crazy. But she just, she like.
You think, do you find her the most attractive?
I'm going to kill Lilith. I'm going to marry Daphne. I'm going to bang Roz.
Okay. Wow, kill Lilith.
No, you know, I might bang. I could see myself marrying Daphne, banging Roz, finding out I'm in love with Roz, but being married to Daphne. But Lilith, and Lilith is dead.
Lilith, but you almost wanted to marry Lilith.
And then I rethought it. Why do I want to marry this evil
Yeah,
woman?
No, she's going to be, she's evil. She really is.
So there you go. That's Frasier.
Wait, so which one? Which one are you marrying? You're marrying Daphne? Or you're marrying Roz? If you had banged Roz, you're right. Wouldn't you always want to be with her more?
I'm thinking like I would bang, like I'm just thinking what would happen. This is not necessarily like my wants, and this is more like just how it goes down, how the psychological breakdown of everything happens.
And then you can ask Frasier to give you
a bang Roz.
Okay.
And it gets all, I just get real weird about it.
Okay.
And then I just jump into marrying
Daphne.
Married her. I think it's all great. But slowly she just drives me crazy. And I realize I shouldn't have done that to Roz.
And you realize that even though Roz is maybe not as fancy, that you probably could have gotten along with her. And
That I just gave up a good thing. And I try to make it work. But I ruin everything in the process.
Well, see, the thing is that Roz actually has a personality that someone as fancy as Frasier would be friends with. I mean, they're legitimately very close friends. He asks her for advice. You know, she has jokes. Daphne doesn't have any jokes.
But she's funny and she'll laugh at my jokes.
She's really stupid. So yeah, she would laugh at all your jokes. But well, she wouldn't get them.
She's really stupid. She'd laugh at what that's supposed to
I'm
mean.
Saying that only a stupid person laughs at all the jokes someone says because they just recognize them as jokes.
Very intelligent people laugh at all of my jokes.
So, okay. All right. I understand.
So, that's who would you do, Frasier?
All right. Goodbye.
See you next week.